interesting case. From the Kuflan Dalad, Sifyat Aleph.
Wax candles?
Ne'erishal Shaiva. Shinosim Hagayim Lavadis Iluvin. So they contributed to their base tifla, wax candles.
Base tifla?
Their the church.
What did their church attributed it to them?
Contributed.
Why would they? Why would Jews contribute to
the No. Goyim. Okay. Now, v'chibon shemoshen. Then the person in charge over there. And the Sodom of Achor and Yisrael. And they sold them. Okay. So, the law is that in a Yisrael is allowed to use those candles. However, you may not use them in shul.
I thought anything that had anything to do with Avodah Zarah.
Okay, well, we will get to all the details.
Was Asr Bahanah.
Hagah. Avobisha Mutarim Lehedit. Even though they're permitted for a Hedit to use it. I'm sure we'll go through the details. Okay, now let's finish up the Ramah. Murmur Oibid Chachovin. Shanosan Shaiba Oinele Besekneses. Asr Halikai. This Mumer, who donates himself, so we don't accept it. Okay, so what's this all about? How do we understand this thing? Okay, so after Mishabur Sukkot Memgim, Shanosam Agayim Labez Chachabim, Pirish, the base of Labez Chachabim Ladlaka. So they donated it to their house of their brother Zorah to light the candles there. The Kiban Shamash, the person in charge over there, the Shamash, extinguished them. Kramer the Ozm Termal Hedjits. Now they're permitted for a person to use them, a Jew to use them. Why is that? Something which is there to beautify the for the Zorah is also to use, also to get benefit from. Once they decided to give it away, so it's no longer something which is there to be mishamish to avodah zarah, and therefore it's mutter for a to use it. However, for the hachi asurim legvayim mishum demoyis, but to use it for something which is kedusha dik would be considered repulsive. V'od in shayva hanoitev mean they reseim to also the same thing. They would sometimes make candles out of the drip, the wax which drips out of their candles. They would gather together and make a new candle. So you can't use those. Okay. V'im lehudluku adayim me'arlam. They were never lit. U'macharon shamoch on the Yisrael, and the people, the person in charge, sold them away. So the loch is mutter af l'gvoya. The lochal alay oshem noy akum me'arlam. They never got a status of noy akum, because all of this is a case of hazmana, which hazmana doesn't give it the full status. We all the hazmana love milsi. So theoretically, if you want to go into a store and buy a taper or something of that sort, you know, the long candles you want to use for your halakhas neiris.
It says a taper.
T-A-P-E-R is a type of a very long, tall candle which comes to a point.
Oh, okay.
It's called a taper. So and it says on it, you know, it's made for use in the, you know, because they use them in their churches.
Basically,
okay. So you are allowed to use that for the purpose is for Gemara, because all this is Hasmana, so you'd be allowed to use it for that purpose. A closer to home example of that is taking lights and stringing them up in your sukkah.
The so-called Christmas lights.
Right.
Well, that's after the Goyim use it. What if you buy it in the store, brand new?
I'm saying, it's the same over here because it's only Hasmana.
How do you translate Hazmana?
It's been designated for that purpose, but it hasn't been used yet. So that Mishabur is saying that if they were not lit with yet, then they're selling. Even we gave it to the base of Avodah Zarah. So for sure, if you didn't give it to the base of Avodah Zarah, it was just made. So that's just Hazmana.
So then it's mutter to use it for like your sukkah.
So make sure that it's mutter, yeah. I can't say it's, you know, I'm really excited about it, but it's mutter.
Looks nice.
Basic Nesses. Wood in the Chol Halakha Shal Mitzvah, you can use it for any Halakha Mitzvah. Sorry, over here you can't use it because it's used already. If you go in Shad, look, it's near the Shabbat, the Chanukah, the Lomah, the Flame, it's Osir. Wood in the Chol Mili, the Mitzvah, Ein Osir, Medabar, Shanaas, Halakha. Something which is made Halakha. So you can't use it for Tashmisha, Kedusha, etc. I said, when you're Aleph, Sifches, Mishim, Tovke, Tovkuf, Pevav, Sif Gimel, in regards to Sitzes, in regards to Shofar. Now, the minyan lasses me base tefillah, tiflah shel akum, basic nesses, to take their base of Avodah Zarah and use it as a shul, build it into a shul. Because we're going to run a shemer re'em lahokil, matam, kilo nevet habayis atzmim me'erlim. They never worshipped the building, they worshipped what was inside the building. So that's all been removed. However, v'dasel yarab natal hachmir. Lots of basic nesses kavua. Ayin shum, you can't use it for an ongoing basic nesses. In a regular basis. Kedumah shalom noigim lahakel. Va'ayin rebir lachas. Rebir al adavka she'ein darkan lahami shum elilehim. They don't bring in. It was just there to use to worship. But they don't bring any getchkas in. Well, Elu Shamidim Sham Elilehem, the ones who they put their getchkas in, Avshutziyum Misham and Morchel Bais Yisrael. Does Mutter Bais the Hedjat Mitam Shekarani Zbat La Yerizem Mishem Misham She Elil Kedisam Yerdesem Kumayem Kupem Hey Siv Gimel. Come on, basic nesses is awesome.
What basic nesses?
To use it for basic nesses is awesome.
Use what?
So, in a case where they would bring the getchka into the building. So even though they removed the getchka and they sold the building, so they're no longer designating the building as to serve the getchka. So a hedyot would now be allowed to get benefit and use that building, but to use it for a basic nesses is also. I want to point out one thing. This koyach of bittul that we're mentioning over here, that it was designated to use, like a. The candles, and you put out the candles, are no longer designated for that purpose, and therefore they lose their shem noy akum. That's all talking about. It was belonged to a goy. So the whole iser is the designation that it was for the shem of to use for Avodah Zarah for the goy. So it's they undesignated, they take away that status. So now it's mutter to use for a hedyot. In the case of a Yisrael. Would use something and be mishamish Avodah Zarah with it. If I recall correctly, the Maskan of the Gemara is that it's not Shach Bittul, even by mishamish Avodah Zarah. So once it was used Avodah Zarah, it may not be Hanoah forever. So that's a different ball game. We're talking over here, it was like Ner Shoshavah Shonosim HaGoyim Avodah Elilim. That's why the case over here was the Goy donated it for the Avodah Zarah.
So if it's Asur to take their place of worship and make it into a shul, like how does that happen then?
He says, the minigah, Shabbat says the minigah of them to be made, like the Magen Avraham. The Al-Yirab is Machmir. Avisham Atarim Lehedjit. My wife grew up in a shul, which here's the shul, here's the steeple.
What? Hold it.
My wife's shul that she davened when she was growing up had a steeple. It originally wasn't a shul. Okay. Let me show you the term of the hedjit. Let's learn mitam bittul b'chanal. So the bittul removes the status of a mishapshe avodah zarah to it, noy avodah zarah to it. and therefore a hedyd is allowed to use it. The filachi legoy also mishum demoyes, but to use it for anything of tzarkei kedusha, that's considered repulsive. Wooden menorah shakar and leichter shayim beveisi lilim. They would have their candelabras. Shalakachon yisrael archas beitlan mehavdi gechamim. Once the goy removes his designation for that and sells it to Yisrael, which is effectively doing that would be a bitul. So now Shumatarm Lahedya, the hedya is allowed to use it, fill out the basic nest, it's also Mishum the Moyas. But what then, in Lahadik, Behem Bebeisoi, the Tzarek Mitzvah, could go near the Shabbat of Kudaima, it's also a problem. Prima Gadim Beferish Tiberetas. About the Rabba Tzidid Lahokal, he's Makal and using it for Neris Shabbos in your house. Prima Gadim Begum Kivagar, Mitzadim Lahoris Kudiberetas, they pass on the Taz that it's a problem. Taking the bench, taking the pews, shehem asim rakli yeshiva ba'alma b'loy l'noyakum. Pasuk primagadim the term of basic nets is after the bittul, so they'd be mutter to use for the shul. So they had a base of reserve, were selling away their pews, which had been used. You could buy them and use them for a shul.
Why? They're not for noy.
The seats that they sit in are not noy, they just sit in them. There's not considered a noy element to that. They're not there to beautify the Avodah Zarah. Okay, so the mumer to Avodah Zarah, I mean, the Jew who's a mumer to Avodah Zarah, means he's. He gives Shaiva and Nair, but who didn't let Shardor or anything else? We don't accept it. Also, Likud. The Dharma, the Karban, Shem, the Kabbalah, the we don't accept from a mumer. The Mor says we don't accept korbanos from a mumer. What in the mumer? Me mumer lechalal Shabbos for Hestia. We don't accept from a person who's mechalal Shabbos for Hestia in a way that blatantly ignoring the Shabbos. He gets a din of a mumer, and we don't accept korbanos from him. So what then? We will then not accept. Any donation to be for something of kedusha, we should not accept from them. Or if it's not by Shabbos, it's by other various. But the person knowingly says, "I don't believe in this. I refuse to accept this concept." He's a mumer lahachis. So we don't accept korbanos from them, which is the more says we don't. So who then? We're not going to accept donations from the basic nesses. Just giving money, which you then convert into something else, is mutter. It's just the item itself, which is us. Two interesting questions over here. First of all, the discussion: a person who's a mechal shabbos for hesyon nowadays, not really understanding that what he's doing is wrong. He's not a mumer lahach. He's not a mumer lahach. Is, but we see that mumer lahach, even though he's not a mumer lahach, is by mumer lahach is any of is a problem. So we could argue that what the person discusses like Tinnish Shanishbris, but he doesn't know any better at all. So, which is not given to the mumer. Now, the truth is that the Pasha, that this is a Mahogat Zina Rambam and a Ramban. I think I mentioned this to you once. The Rambam is the one who introduces the Morris case of Tinnish Shanishbra was physically a child, had been taken captive at a very, very young age by non-Jews, and he was raised amongst non-Jews, and he has absolutely no knowledge that he's a Jew, and that what Jews do. He's raised somewhere in the middle of Africa, you know, in the sub-Sahara, you know, and he doesn't know anything.
You don't even need that. You could use the Arabs today trick Jews into marrying them, and then they raise the children as Muslims.
Right. So. Even if he knows he's a Jew, he doesn't know what Judaism is. Right? Over here, he has no way to get any knowledge of Judaism. So that's the case of the Gemara. It comes along the Rambam, and the Rambam is talking about the Karoyim. The Rambam holds the Karoyim, who lived in his time, have a din of a mumer. The Rambam then says that halacha that they have a din of mumra only applies to the first generation of Karoyim, who changed from rabbinic Judaism to their belief in their Karoyim. So that's, he made a decision to leave, but the children of the Karoyim, which are raised believing that that's what they're supposed to be, that's what their religion is, even though they've met Jewish people and they know they're aware that there's another way to do it. But since they were raised like this and believing that this is what they are supposed to do, they don't know any better. They have a din of tinik shenish. That's what the Rambam says. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says that that status of tinik shenish, but only continues as long as the person has not actually met a Torah Jew. Once they met a Torah Jew and they were exposed to what and once they know that they're Jewish, they met a Torah Jew, so they know what Torah looks like. See, even though they think that there's different strains of Judaism, therefore they are totally within their rights to continue to act the way they do. Ramban says that's too late. So a Karoi who never saw a rabbinic Jew, so he's a Tinik Shenishba. Once he meets one rabbinic Jew, the Jew keeps the Torah al-Pi the Chachamim, so he knows there's another option. He's now Mechuyev, Kondorban, to look into the possibilities and accept the true Torah. And if he doesn't, he's not a Tinik Shenishba anymore. Now he's considered Lahachis. So Kondorban, if a person is raised as a Reformed Jew, believing that that's a valid option, doesn't help. And once he's met one Orthodox Jew, right? In other words, once he's exposed to the fact that there is another version of Torah, it's incumbent upon him to check it out. And if he chooses not to, he's held culpable, according to the Rambam.
But how does that?
According to the Rambam, he's a Tinik Shenishba. So the status of the non-religious Jews nowadays would be a Machlokes in the Ramban and the Rambam. And the Poskim did not come to a final decision between the Rambam and the Ramban. So it's a Sofik, what his status is.
I would think it would have to do with what kind of quote-unquote upbringing they had. If they were taught that from Jews are just these really crazy people who do everything to extremes.
Well, I'm sure that the Karoyim, that the Ramban is talking about, brought up their kids to believe that the people who kept the Torah al-Pitzah Chachamim were wrong, and they were probably foolish, and all those other wonderful lines. You see from the Karoyim in the writings that they're not very, very respectful towards Torah Judaism. And the Ramban says, still, once they know that there's another option, we expect them to look into it, and if they don't look into it, that's their decision. They can't call him a Tinik. You cannot give him this special status called Tinik Shenishba. He might be a Shogeg, but he's not a Tinik Shenishba anymore.
So do you call? Yeah, is that what you call him? A Shogeg until he gets proper knowledge?
Though? But the problem is that the Din of Mormon, the Chalal Shabbos of Rehesia, once he's doing it, knowing he's saying, "I'm making a decision. This I'm going to keep. I'm not going to keep Shabbos." It's not called Tinik Shenishba anymore. It's called he made a decision. So you have a problem. Okay. Yud Beis. Ach Parshinim Zim Hashem and Shal Beis Haknesses. Imamos Also Lalika the Beis Haknesses. So a rat fell into the oil and died in the oil.
A rat or a mouse?
A mouse, yeah. So even though if it left over some, you remove it obviously, if it left over some type of smell or whatever it is that people would find repulsive and you would find it uncomfortable to use, you can't use it for nearest and basic classes. Mishabura Memtes. Imumos, afilo yeshishim nagdoi, tamutu bachila, even if it's both the bashishim, kim in the shamos, osir. Since it's, however, it's still repulsive, it's osir to use it. Why? Mishum, because of Mishabur quotes a phrase, the phrase is referring to a pasuk, where Kadosh Baruch Hu says the Klal Yisrael, they brought karbonos, which were been mutilated in some way. There was mumim, and there was different types of elements And the Bereshit says, would you offer such a thing to your Pechos? Pechos was the governor. When you want to come and give the governor a present as a show of respect, you wouldn't bring such an animal. Hakivan, all the Pechosech, go offer it to your Pechos. Go offer it to your governor. You wouldn't do that, so why should you do it to me? So that's what the Bereshit says. So over here, you wouldn't offer this oil to your pachas, to the governor, to the government. You wouldn't do that because it's repulsive. So how can you bring it to the shul? But however, yesh mekilim b'shiyesh shishim. Some, however, say once a shishim and it's totally batel. So it reached the point of shishim that's considered like there's nothing of significance there. So it would be mut.
Okay.
Right, the first point is saying that there's still an element of mius. Just the whole idea is. So I had this shiloh recently. I had a fly. I keep my oil next to my nair, which I use for nairs. A fly decided to...
To fly into your oil?
Fly into my oil, and to die in my oil. So I removed it and still used it, I think. Correct. I don't think that's me.
So the fly had mias at all, then?
I don't think it's mias, right?
Right. I mean, tell me, is this mias also just disgusting, or mias that it has a smell now?
I think the whole concept is mias to people. Okay. Fine.
The whole concept is mias.
To use the shaman which had an akbar in it. Also, Ladika Besek Nessus. Akbar.
A mouse.
He may go to Mitzad the Huad in the Shar Mechdokash Mitzvah, going near Shabbos, the Chanukah, Sagam, can imamos. If he finds it mos, he can't use it for near Shabbos or near his Chanukah, etc. Your Gimel, near Shabbos, and this is Mutal Likras La'arai. Even though it's for mitzvah purposes, to beautify the shul, it should be well lit, etc. So you can read it. Now, Zad Meshibur Menalf, near Shabbos, Basic Nesses, Hanush Another, Echod, Shemin Lablaka, Basic Nesses, he designated this to use in the shul. But the likras hanul b'divrei Torah will be kriya shalchol. You can use it to read words of Torah. You cannot use it to read secular items. Odomel ner Chanukah. And what we're contrasting this and saying it's mutzika as opposed to ner Chanukah. The Rebbe Poskim afilu lumad aser la'aron. You can't learn by the light of the ner Chanukah. Neither come on siman tov reishayin gimel. She doesn't mean in she nikur shahudlo to shem mitzvahs ner Chanukah v'lo shum davar acher. Over there, part of the mitzvah, the presuminisa, is that this is lit clearly just for the purpose of the nes and not for anything else. Because if you use it for something else, people will not know why it's there. They might think it's there to give you light. So that's why you're not using anything else. Mashengen hachad and kodos another all your rakadei laharbis morbis. His goal was to increase the light. Feel kol kama dekara inchi laura b'divrei Torah tvei ikamitzah makabel schar. And he's very happy that. Should be more light, so people should be able to learn better, daven better. So he's very happy with that. So they bring over here in the Mishnah Dirshu, that Rav Nozer raised an interesting question. But nowadays we rely on the electric light for our reading, so you can't assume when a person donates oil for the Ner Tamid, or the nairs that they put like by the omid, some people have put by the omid, that he means that it should be for the purpose of using for other things as well. If that's the whole letter, because we assume that the person who was neuter it, who offered it, donated it, had in mind to read by it, because that's what they did. Right? But now they say that's not true. So he says you can't read by that light.
So you can't
read by it. Cannot, yeah. So in case, let's say, the power went out, right? And now you say, well, great, but we have all this oil that this person donated, we can make a big nair and read by it. Well, you couldn't. Miu, Tadavka Mishanot or near the Besek Knesset of Chanel. Amakamash Oysim Hagizborim Neris. The Gizra would get the Neris. Derlikach Pimotisham is Kalecha near the Besek. Now, a lot of shuls had the minute they'd walk home on Tishav as it was dark out. So they would take Neiris from the shul and then to get home safely. Philip Mishamish Ben Tashar Shkol, Shori. The Ivali Lebez and Masta Leyan, Ojan Al and Minora, Ocelik Chris Ben Darishalchom. So they lit Neiris all over the shul. I mean, that's, you go to today, you can go to the Spanish Portuguese synagogue in Amsterdam. There's no electric lighting. They just have candles. The Dafka didn't upgrade it, so you got the full experience. There's candles all over the shul. Otherwise, it was very difficult to see. Right?
Even with candles all over the shul, I imagine it was difficult to see by our standards.
So the nairs, which are in the menorah up in the, you know, which is in the front, that you can't take. But the ones around the shul were made when they would purchase it. They would purchase it with intent that people can use it for other purposes because they used to use it once the Shabbos, take it home. So any candle could be that candle. So the, included in that is they can use it for other purposes. So over here, the case over here was that a person had donated. He's not thinking about it. He's thinking about donating it to the shul. And his kavodah just should be for the shul purposes, not for people to take for their own private purposes. So that's an area where we get this issue. You can't use it for tashmish of chol. Okay, let's hold it here.